Now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills, who last time was looking at the 18th century, but this time you're coming forward in time to the 19th century and around 1850, is that right?
Absolutely right, yes. 19th of September 1850.
Very specific.
To be absolutely precise.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I'm looking at a quite terrible railway accident that occurred near Seven Arches Bridge.
Mm.
We all, probably a lot of you will know Seven Arches Road and the railway bridge. And on the 19th of September 1850, one of the reasons that day sticks in our memory, apart from this terrible accident, is the fact that we're told there was a really bad fog and visibility was extremely poor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there were a team of 25 railway workers who worked for what was then the Eastern Counties Railway.
Mm.
And they were set to do work on the line near Seven Arches.
Mm-hmm.
And the work involved having a ballast truck very close by. And this ballast truck was run by an engine which several people reported was so loud that you couldn't hear any of the men talk to each other. You couldn't even hear anyone shout.
Mm.
Now, unknown to these 25 men who were working doing repairs to the line, a train had left Ingatestone earlier in perfectly clear weather.
Mm.
As the train approached Brentwood, the driver, a man called Snowden, reported that suddenly the fog came down like a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
And as he neared Seven Arches, thinking that the line was clear, he heard somebody shouting, "There's a train, there's a train." Now, because of the noise of the ballast truck engine, the men who were working on the line had very, very little warning that the train was approaching. Now, 9 men were actually run over and killed by the train. A man called John Patience was perhaps the luckiest of all of them because he was hit by the train, but he was simply knocked out of the way and knocked unconscious. But 9 men lost their lives in this accident. Now, there was an official railway inquiry and the coroner brought in a verdict of misadventure. But he was very critical of Eastern Counties Railway, saying that other railway companies had a system where if they knew men were doing work on the line and trains were due to be using that line, they would telegraph ahead to warn the men at a certain time to down tools and just get right away from the lines.
Mm.
Eastern Counties hadn't done that. They relied on a lookout shouting a warning. Well, of course, in the fog, the lookout was completely useless.
Yes, quite.
Before they knew where they were, with less, we're told, than 40 yards of visibility, the train was there.
It's surprising, really, that the train driver, who had all this noise of the engine anyway, heard anybody shouting, "There's a train."
He did. He did hear. He said at the inquiry that he had heard somebody shouting. He made valiant attempts to stop the train.
No chance.
He'd apparently worked for Eastern Counties for 9 years before this accident and had a completely blameless record.
Must have been terrible for him.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for that, Margaret.
Thank you very much.